Happy Halloween, Brian Mazurowski. Joe Beamer here with you on WBEN. And Joe, I want to do everything Halloween today. Things Halloween. Let us know what you're thinking. 803-0930 to join us here to talk Halloween. I like worst candies. Give me the worst candies. Everyone's got their best candy list. I'm sick of hearing about Reese's and all the great things that are Kit Kats. You know, yeah, sure, they're great. Give me your worst candy. What is the worst one in there? How do you do trick-or-treating? How do you handle it with your kids? How old is too old to go out? And everything else that you can think of. 803-0930 to join us here on WBEN. Before Susan mentioned taffy is the worst candy, and it immediately popped in my mind, Joe, of the banana-flavored Laffy Taffy.
Oh, bring it all over to me.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That was, without a doubt, that was the last item in the bag to be eaten after Halloween. And specifically, the all taffy, it's just, it's not my thing. The banana-flavored Laffy Taffy takes the cake as like, why did they even make this? When the fruit that you're flavored off of is miles better than the candy, that's a bad candy.
Yeah, see, I like the banana. I like all Laffy Taffy. I don't think there's a bad flavor of Laffy Taffy. I would say banana is my least favorite, but it's there's a lot of things worse than banana Laffy Taffy. I like a good Laffy Taffy.
I mean, you know, there's a strawberry Airhead. Taffy that's fine. Airheads are great.
Yeah.
That's not taffy.
No, it's not. I'm just saying Airhead
different
comes in a very similar packaging.
Different thing entirely.
Yes.
I will give you all of my taffy for one Airhead.
Oh my gosh, I'd make that trade in a heartbeat.
Let's do it right now.
All right. I don't see your I don't see the taffy.
I would do that every single time. Airheads, honestly, because when you're talking about best candy, there's a difference between best candy and best candy to have, right? I'm trying to think of a way to like put this. Because you're making trades. Today's the NFL trade deadline, right?
Yes.
Like there's a difference between like the best player and the best player to have. If that makes a, depending on the sport, right? Like if you are a baseball team, and maybe you have the best pitcher and he's the best player. But would you rather have the best shortstop? Like a really good shortstop would be a better player to have because he's playing all the time in
yes.
an important position.
Right. You'd rather have Francisco Lindor than...
There's a scarcity in there. The Airhead is like, that's the best candy to have because you might only have two of them in your entire bag. Not everyone was giving out Airheads.
Yeah.
There's like a rare candy
that
when
disagree.
You got it, you were extra excited. Maybe even over the candy that's better on the rankings. It's the best one to have. Has the most trade value.
I don't disagree. Yes.
There's
not a saturation of the product like everything else.
Right.
Yeah.
Like Airheads might have been the best candy to have growing up.
Everyone's going to have at least 10 Reese cups. You might not have an Airhead.
Everyone's got Reese cups. Everyone has Snickers.
Everyone has Kit Kats.
Everyone has Snickers to the point where there's a glut of Snickers, and I don't even want it anymore.
You get sick of Snickers, yeah.
You need to trade 10 Snickers for one. Even though it might be people's favorite candy, you got to trade 10 of them for one of Pop Rocks.
Right, and you got to get someone on a good day.
Pop Rocks, Airheads, those things are just top-notch.
You know what I'm surprised was never like a Halloween candy? Packs of Gushers.
I'm sure people do that. Fruit snacks. Like, people do that all the time.
I got fruit roll-ups before. Mm-hmm. I got, what's fruit by the foot?
Yeah.
I don't ever remember getting a pack of Gushers. I love Gushers. I still love Gushers.
I know, when I take my son out today, he will definitely have a pack of fruit snacks of some kind.
Oh, yeah.
We actually brought to his, karate Halloween party, not Gushers, but they're now it's like a fruit snack version of Gushers.
Yeah.
Same thing. But
what we have
name.
in the vending machine here, it's the healthier Gusher.
Oh, is that we have that here?
Yeah.
I don't think you can have a healthier Gusher.
That's how they advertise it.
Yeah. It looks, the packaging looks, it's not Gushers. It's, I'm eating fruit.
Yeah, exactly.
Not really, but you can maybe get away with it.
But I, yeah, I wish, ooh, looking back, I wish there were more Gushers. That might be the best candy of all time. But the worst on Halloween, I am still going with the bag of candy corn. Like, I know that's such the sexy answer, but, like, I just, nothing
I don't think
got
so,
me least excited than that.
Because I think it's more popular than most candies. Like, it is, at the same time, everyone's favorite answer for being the best and worst. Because if it was the worst, it wouldn't be everywhere. Right? And, like, they wouldn't make it by the ton and sell it in huge quantities at every grocery store you go in. Because if it was the worst, people wouldn't buy it.
I think, and I might be wrong. I could be wrong. I've been wrong a lot, Brian. I think more people buy it just because it looks good. My parents would always get those candy corn pumpkins. No one would eat them, but they looked good in the candy dish.
I don't know. You had this candy dish. I'd like to know how many people have a candy dish that they look good in the house.
I mean, I wish I had one at my place. I know a lot of people my babysitter in Hornell had a candy dish and always had the
right now.
Werther's what do they call those? Werther's original?
Right now.
I'd say 40% of people probably have a candy dish. They might not be candy in it, but they have a candy dish.
No.
I think candy corn is more for the look than it is the taste. 100%.
I don't think. It's great. I'll eat one. I'll eat a handful. I'll eat a dish full.
Well, you can.
It's great.
Go by my parents' house and get their candy dish because it's going to go to the garbage tomorrow.
I even like the little, the waxy flavor and texture before you bite into it.
Oh.
When it tastes like nothing.
Yeah.
Everything about it. I love the pumpkins. Give me every shape. Give me every size.
But you won't eat a banana Laffy Taffy.
I mean, candy corn's way better than that junk banana Laffy Taffy. Ooh. That just tastes like garbage. On the text board, a lot of people weighing in on the worst. That's why I want to know, what is the worst candy to have out there? Someone just backing me up. Artificial banana flavor is the worst. I mean, that's what really takes it for me. Like, Laffy Taffy in my head would just be fine. Like, whatever. It would just be like a regular, ordinary candy. The banana flavor, is seared into my brain, makes it the worst candy to have in your bag because the banana flavored everything is bad. The Runts, remember, you put the quarter in, turn it around, and the little fruit shapes would come out.
I'm putting everything in my mouth, though. I'm not just putting just the banana.
Oh, I separate them out. I want flavors that go together. You know what's always left? The banana. Because the banana stinks. I love bananas. I eat a banana every single day. Banana-flavored anything is bad.
I don't think there's a bad Runt. So, I mean, this is probably why I'm such a fat kid. Because I like most things, except for the candy corn.
Here's a couple, though, that I didn't really think about. The pineapple pina colada flavored Dum Dum, and I'll just expand that. Any Dum Dum sucker was not high on the list. My least favorites.
I mean, it's not that I hate a Dum Dum, but when you saw that, it was just very disappointing.
Yeah, it's just not what you want. Someone said toffee, the thing wrapped in the yellow and orange wrapper. Yeah, those are just not great. Yeah. But I do want to stand up for butterscotch. That gets a rap as like an old person candy, or you know what? It's good.
Yeah.
Like I don't care the general audience for Werther's, like there's a reason they advertise on The Price is Right and not in prime time. Like it's good. I'm sorry. It's good.
Let me tell you, when there was nothing in the house, right? You're a kid. You're looking around. What did you end up eating from? When you couldn't find anything else, the bag of butterscotch morsels.
You just had everything lying around. Did you grow up in the Wonka factory?
That's right. I'll tell you. When I couldn't find anything in the house, I would go to the baking cupboard my mom has, and I would get the bag of Nestle's butterscotch morsels, and then I'd always hear like, oh, I was going to cook with those. Well, you left nothing else.
The Necco wafers always gets that's the worst. Ugh. I like those.
Chalk.
Something about them. I liked them. The texture or something. It was. I always enjoyed the
Necco
wafers.
I'll take your banana Laffy Taffy. You can give the Necco wafers.
I have bought Necco wafers at a store.
Wow.
They're good. It's like, maybe I'm strange like that, like black licorice. Give me the black licorice. You get Good and Plenty's? Oh, I'll take your Good and Plenty's. No one wants them. I'll take your Good and Plenty's.
I'm not disagreeing with Good and Plenty's.
The licorice snaps, you know, that not really a Halloween candy, but you used to buy them in bulk. It's just pieces of black licorice candy coated. Delicious. Always would like those. And just black licorice in general, I like. I give it a thumbs up.
You just reminded me of something else that was very disappointing when you saw that in your Halloween bag. What's the candy that's on a sheet? Do you know what I'm talking about? It's a sheet, and there's different colored candies on it, and like a little...
Oh, the dots?
But not the candy dots. This is just like something on a sheet. I never had. I just, it was very disappointing when you'd see that dropped in your bag.
We always used to call them dots. Okay. I like those. You'd have to rip them with your teeth off the piece of paper.
Yes.
You'd eat a little bit of paper.
No, I like the candy.
It builds a healthy kid.
I like the candy dots.
A little bit of wood pulp.
That you would get at the movie theater. But yeah, these I can't.
No, I like the dots on the paper better than the candy dots.
No.
Dots were just like a Swedish fish fruit slice, like gummy snack. That was less flavorful than every other gummy snack. They just weren't as good. I like the candy on the paper dots. Those were good. Get a whole big thing. We used to get those in bulk, too. Yeah, grab a roll of dots. We'll just lick them off the... Yeah. Biting holes in paper and eating that.
No thanks.
I love it. That's good stuff. I don't like the wax bottles, but good, you know, a props to any candy that makes you have to eat something inedible in order to get the candy. The dots are included.
You like the work.
I like putting in a little bit of effort to get that candy.
We were going to talk about candies that we like, and now we've turned it into candies that, or candies we don't like. But anyway, you know which one I do like, and we didn't mention it yesterday, and you don't hear about it. Maybe you don't hear about it as much because I have a five-month-old, and maybe it's just as popular as it was when we were kids, and I'm just out of touch. Nerds.
And Nerds are
love
popular.
Nerds. You could give me a whole Halloween bag of Nerds. I'd be happy.
Yeah. Trying to think, like, what do they compare to? It's like something Nerds adjacent. That's in there. I don't know. But yeah, Nerds played.
Oh,
the
good.
Little box of Nerds.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, though. Grape. Always grape. Like, I could do without the grape.
Yeah. You're right. On Halloween, that's what you would get. I liked when you would go to the store.
Oh, yeah. And
you
get two flavors in one.
Yes.
That's two little
what
things.
I was looking forward to.
Put them out. I don't think they really have those in the store anymore. Anytime I go through the checkout aisle, I never really see them there.
It used to be.
They've cut back on the whole candy aisle in
which
general.
Which is probably for the best. For health reasons.
Yeah, replace it with kombucha or something.
Yeah, yeah.
18-grain bread or whatever's in that freezer section
now. You got the book aisle at Wegmans, right? The no candy book aisle. They still have that.
Yeah. Which I'm going to have to start going to.
Yeah.
It's like the reaching is getting a little out of hand. I'm like, my son looks... almost exactly like that silhouetted kid in the picture, just reaching at the aisle. Lifesavers getting votes on there. Someone mentioned eating candy corn mixed with peanuts. I never thought to do that. Sounds great.
I like peanuts, but I'm not.
Oh, a little half and half? Half peanuts, half candy corn? You don't think you'd like that?
No. That sounds like what I do at the theater, though, because I do like the sweet with the salty. And at the theater, I will have Bunch of Crunch with movie theater popcorn. Great mixture.
Bunch of Crunch. What's the Bunch of Crunch again?
It's the Crunch Bar, but instead it's in little...
Oh!
Little
yeah, okay.
Bite
love
size.
A Crunch Bar, by the way.
Yeah.
It's in my top. I would always ask for the Crunch Bars.
Anything Hershey's, like those Hershey, the three Hershey bars that you would get, the Hershey's, Crackle, or Mr. Good Bar, or Special Dark. Oh my gosh. Load me up. Let's go.
Which it makes it even more mind-boggling to me that, you know, Hershey's, here we are, we can make the Hershey bar, we can make your Reese cup, we can make all these things that are great, yet we can't make a fun-sized Twizzler.
I mean...
They just don't know how to do it at the Hershey company.
This is something that's really...
When I go back there, when I take my kids to Hershey at some point in the near future, you better believe that's the first question I'm asking. Hey... Excuse me. Oh, yes, you in the back. Hey, Twizzlers, great. Love them. My favorite candy. Great job. Great job on the Twizzlers. All, by the way, all shapes and sizes. I love the regular.
Yeah.
I like when you make them cherry. I like the cherry pull and peel.
Yeah.
I like the cherry little bites
yes.
that you have out there. Anything. Great. Question. Why do the fun-sized Twizzlers taste like garbage?
I can't wait to hear the answer.
What is going on at the factory here that you can't make a fun-sized Twizzler?
I'm actually surprised that there wasn't a Hershey representative on the show this morning.
It's not even the fun-sized Twizzler. It's also individually wrapped Twizzlers.
Yeah,
that come in the big, the teacher desk Twizzlers.
Yeah.
Why can't you make an individually wrapped Twizzler? Is there something about them being like they need to socialize the Twizzlers in a bag in order to get that flavor?
It's only the best when you peel one off of the other?
Because I don't know. There's never been a wider discrepancy between taste and regular product and the quote-unquote fun size.
I agree.
It's just, I don't know.
And Twizzlers is a great snack. Another favorite at the movie theater.
Yeah.
This is why I never go to the movie theater, because I drop, you know, $50 on candy.
That's
and popcorn.
Candy bar-sized Twizzlers. Fine.
Yeah.
They taste normal. Yeah. You shrink that down just a little bit,
It's when you put them in their own wrapper.
I don't know what it is. It's just fun-sized Twizzlers. Unbelievable. Caramello bars, I have no idea what that is. The root beer barrels, there's a bad candy that you get. Remember those?
Oh!
Root beer barrels?
Those are delicious.
Hated it.
I love root beer, though. So
I'm not a root beer fan.
See, that might play into it.
That probably does, but no thank you to the root beer barrel. Bitto Honey, I liked Bitto Honey. That's a divisive candy. Everyone hated Bitto Honey.
You know, I'm not sure I know what we're talking about.
Bitto Honey. It's in a wrapper. It says Bitto Honey on it, and it that probably doesn't help. You unwrap it. It's like a caramel. It's always hard and stale, or at least 20. It's either hard and stale or melted in the wrapper. It's never like in the regular state, and it gets stuck in your teeth, or you have to lick it off the wrapper because it's all melted. Great candy. Tastes delicious.
Oh, yeah, no. No. I will take your root beer hard candy, and you can have my Bitto Honey.
Yeah. But I like those things where you can find ones that you know you like, not everyone likes. Let's make a deal.
I think that might be why I like stuff like the root beer hard candy and banana Laffy Taffy, because I know I could double up. And again, fat kid Joe Beamer, I knew I could double up, and that's why I developed this taste for the candies that no one likes.
That might be it. Worst candies, we'll continue to take them, 803-0930. And also, Colin, what's your plan for tonight? When is it too old to go door-to-door? When is it too young to go door-to-door by yourself? Let us know. B-Maz and Beamer on WBEN. Brian Mazurowski, Joe Beamer, back here with you on WBEN. Been, you know, doing Halloween talk today. The candy dots on the strip, someone said they were called buttons.
That makes sense.
Somebody else said that's just called LSD. That's it. So, I mean, I guess it depends on what you... But that used to be a staple back when they had a bulk candy section. Now it's tough to find the bulk candy anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, it's half of an aisle.
What was the best bulk, you know, best Halloween candy? What's the best bulk candy in the bulk candy section that you would go after?
I mean, for me, I'm boring. It'd be Reese Pieces.
Okay. No, I mean, that's Reese Pieces. Now, like, you just buy a big bag of Reese Pieces or something.
I try not to eat.
Yeah. Yeah, I try not to buy big bags of candy, too. But I remember there were a few things in the things that I liked. I liked there were the fruit slices. Remember those?
Oh, yeah.
The orange slices. There were green ones. And then there was the variety one. The variety is the best. But I'll take the orange slices. Number one, Mike and Ike's. Top bulk candy for me. Just load up on Mike and Ike's. I've eaten so many Mike and Ike's. One time I've puked.
Oh, jeez.
The individually wrapped sun-kissed fruit gems. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Those were maybe my favorite candy for a long time growing up.
Those were delicious. I'd never put them as a top candy.
They were tops for me. And then when I got older, I would have for Tuesday nights, this was me, I would be between here and Rochester. I'd drive back to the Rochester area to do some work on a TV show. And then I'd stay in Brockport at my friend's house, who was still going to college. And I would show up with my dinner that consisted of a six pack and a bag of chocolate covered almonds from the bulk section.
That's a good bulk candy right there. That is something you can still get in the bulk section.
They still have it?
And one of the few, and the, again, the only reason I know is, you know, I've been going to my parents more often now to pick up my son, so I always try to see what food I can take, and they always have a bag from the bulk candy section, and chocolate-covered almonds are like one of their go-tos, so I know you can still get that in bulk. By the way, my mom did say that the candy dish was her grandparents, and that's why she has it. It's sentimental.
Oh,
so
okay.
I just want to make sure I pass that along. One of, and this really wasn't because it was bulk, it's because it was 10 for a dollar. Smarties. Now, earlier, Susan Rose says she doesn't like Smarties. I love Smarties. And back when Martins was a thing, how many times are we going to bring up Martins on the show?
Getting a lot of play. Too late. They wish.
You could get 10 for a dollar, 10 Smarties for a dollar. And I took advantage of that deal a few times in the Martins bulk section.
I mean, that's just like a ticket. Not offensive to me in any way, but just it would not be.
It got better with every bite.
It was definitely one of the last ones left in the bag. In the bulk section, gummy everything. That was me. Gummy worms, sharks, gummy spiders, gummy whatever. Throw it in there. That's what I'm eating.
The three flavored gummy worms?
Yeah. Just all of them. I'm taking gummy everything and Pop Rocks. Yeah.
What's the best flavor gummy, though? Like, if there was bulk and they separated it and you couldn't mix, what one would you go after?
But is there. Were there flavors?
I think red gummy anything tastes better than.
I don't like.
Like red gummy bears are the best.
Gummy worms to me, like I don't. They tasted like gummy worms. Like yes. I don't think that there was a flavor on any of those gummies.
Gummy bears, I think the red has a very good flavor. Or maybe it's
Do they taste different?
Maybe it's just in my head. Maybe it's like.
I honestly don't know. Like in my head, I'm thinking of it. I just like. It tastes like gummy bears, like each one.
You might be right. It's like I could have sworn Fruit Loops were all different tasting. So
I probably thought that too.
Could just be in my head.
You know, I saw the other day in the store Fruit Loops with marshmallows. You know, just in case you needed the extra sugar.
Oh wow!
Just added on.
If Lucky Charms wasn't enough,
Fruit Loops with marshmallows is the new thing.
Well, when we're done here, there's a little party going on. They have Kit Kats with marshmallows.
I've had that.
Is it good?
You know, it's fine. It's not as good as a Kit Kat.
Okay.
It's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine. That's all I'll say. Like, it's fine. It's not great. It's not bad.
So it's not this revolutionary thing?
No. Okay. I mean, if you really like marshmallow, I'm sure you'll maybe like it a little bit more. It tastes like a s'mores type flavor, you know, obviously. Not as good as the Kit Kat, chocolate. That's just top tier.
Good to know. Good to know. I'm still going to try it, but it's good to know that. Not to set my expectations high.
Is there I know we've been talking about this over the past couple of days, the upper limit to trick-or-treating. Some places have banned 13-year-olds. I don't think anyone should go as far as a ban.
No.
But is there like an age limit on trick-or-treating that you put on there, high and low? Like, are there people who come to your door that you're just kind of, I don't know. I don't know about you. Like, I've said this before, like anyone. You know, if you have facial hair and you're holding out a bag for candy, I'm giving you. I'm not turning anyone down. I'm giving you what I have to offer. But if you're that person, I'm looking you straight in the eye while you do it, and like staring you down, and kind of making you feel bad about going out there and like you're taking these kids candy. Like 13 is a good age to stop. Like if you hit 13, I think you're. You're done.
So I think 2 is the age to start, is a good age to start. Now, again, ask me in 2 years if I still think that. And I think 13 is the cutoff. I give you leeway to 15. I think at 15 you go, I'm sorry, this part of the holiday is not for you.
Yeah, 15 is old. Like that's. Once you hit high school, to me, like that's kind of.
I think you get a 13 to 15 leeway. That, again, nothing I practiced. I'm just saying. Did I just say nothing I practiced? Nothing I practiced. I'm just saying I will give the leeway to 15. At 15, this candy's not for you.
Yeah. I'm not turning anyone away, but there are.
Yeah.
There's an age limit there. On the lower end, you know, when you start, I think like when they start walking. Like is, you know, my son when he was 1, and he's an older one by the time Halloween comes around. Well, he went trick-or-treating. He went to 2 houses.
Yeah.
You know, right? Like, but, like, he did it a little bit, and I might have eaten the candy or whatever. But like, it's fun for them to go and like show off the costume and the neighbors to see the kids all dressed up and things like that. Like, that's fine. Last year when he was two, he was all about like super excited, and we went up and down our block. I mean, we probably went to like 10 places.
Nice.
And he was all excited for it. Got to eat like a little piece of candy after dinner, if he ate his dinner every night for like the next month or two.
He's very excited for this year?
Yeah, this year. Like, I don't know if the weather is going to play a factor, if he's going to be, you know, let me go home, too cold or something like that. We'll see. But he's up for it. Like, he's ready to go. He likes passing out candy. He likes going house to house. So, like, I don't think there really is a, once they start walking, an age limit. Here's the thing. If you're carrying the kids, you have to walk. Like, if you're carrying the kids from house to house, or if the kid is clearly too young to have candy, and I'm just giving you, an adult, candy...
That's exactly what I was going to say.
That is not okay. That is not in the spirit of trick-or-treating.
So I can't walk around with my son in the stroller tonight?
No, like that. Like, that is drawing the... Like, if it was just my nine-month-old, like, I would not be doing the trick-or-treating, you know, taking him around. Like, we might take him to a neighbor's house, like, say hi, but we're not asking for candy with them. It sounds funny. I see it at least once a year.
Oh, of course. Of course.
Like, just a grown person with, and I should put air quotes around grown.
Right.
Because it's exactly who you would picture. Dressed up like a superhero or a video game character, taking around a baby, trick or treat with their knapsack, you know, out. And here I am giving you. That baby's not eating, or I hope that baby's not eating that bit of honey.
So minus having a baby that cannot eat the candy. What is the oldest you've seen at your door? That I mean, if we had to play the you're the guy at Darien Lake guessing ages, what's the oldest you think you've seen at your door?
I feel like I think I've seen if I'm the guess the age guy. I've seen like 16, 17 years old. Like, and there is a difference too. Like, if you're 16 or 17 years old or 15, you put the upper age, and you're taking your younger siblings out.
Of course.
You're allowed to ask for candy. Like, that's, I think that's totally okay. On your own, 15 plus, it's just a little.
Yeah. Like I said, I remember one year, I think I was 16. Yeah. I had my driver's permit, and I was helping my parents. I was handing out candy, and there was a kid that was in my class, like, you know, was my grade in high school. And I just remember thinking how ridiculous that person looked. And, you know, they're laughing. They're running through people's front yards and everything. They got the candy.
Yeah.
I got the leftover candy.
Someone texted in, it's not okay to truck your kids in from out of the area either to bum candy. I'll disagree on that. I mean, if you're living, like, way out in Sanborn or, you know, like, you're living in Wales or something like that.
Two houses on the street.
Yeah. There's no sidewalks. You got to walk a mile between the house to get, you know, your one Tootsie Roll. Like, come to my neighborhood. Like, they do it. My neighborhood is, the streets are lined with cars. It's people all over. Come over for, you know, we must give out good candy. The houses are closer together. You know, like, it's the area. I'm fine with that. And I always used to go... Like, there wasn't trick-or-treating allowed where I lived with my mom. So I always used to go, if Halloween was on a weeknight, I would be over at a cousin's house or something like that, and we go out trick-or-treating in their neighborhood.
Yeah. I mean, if I'm still living where I'm living now, when my son's old enough to trick-or-treat, we're going to write down the dead-end street that our building's on.
You go, like, knocking from door, you go, like, your parents' neighborhood or something like that. I mean, you probably have, like, a lot of options. I don't think there's anything wrong with.
I would like to check out my parents' neighborhood because I'd like to see if the people at the end of the street are still giving away full-size candy bars.
I just mentioned your parents' neighborhood is a full-size candy bar neighborhood, if I've ever seen one.
I mean, growing up, I can only think of three houses that gave out full-size candy bars.
Let me rephrase that. That is one where people go to, maybe in the back of their mind, thinking, I'm going to run into a few full-sizers.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I remember being accused once of getting back in line, like of revisiting a house. And I was like, no, not at all. And these people were adamant that I had gotten back in. So I was like, I didn't take the candy.
Yeah.
I was like 11. I was like, okay.
Like, all right, listen, lady. Everyone wants to be Spider-Man. Like, it's just like, you're going to see more than one. We're not all the exact same. A lot of people saying once you're in high school, trick-or-treating over, like things like that. To me, that should be the rule, unless you're taking out a younger sibling or something like that. You're watching over younger kids.
I didn't think of that, yes.
And then someone else said, just wait till your kids are older. You're going to want them to go trick-or-treating until they don't want to go anymore. And I kind of, like, that kind of plays into the other part. When do you let the kids go out on their own trick-or-treating? Because to me, the hard part of that whole thing, for me, will not be the letting the kids go out on their own. It'll be the me stopping going with. Like, I enjoy taking part in something with the kid. Like, that's just kind of a fun, you know, it's a childhood moment that you're not going to get back once you let them go on your own. It's like, all right, that's my, that taking my kids around, like, from house to house is over. It's going to be like a sad moment. But I feel like parents will be with their kids at ages where I remember going out on my own.
Yes.
Nowadays.
Yeah.
Like, you have parents kind of hanging around on the sidewalk for older and older kids. Like, what age is the... It's going to be different for every kid, so, you know, sure.
Yeah, like the person said on the rap. I don't know. I mean, by themselves, you mean going with friends, right? Like, they're not going house to house. They're going with a group of friends house to house.
Or,
yeah. Nine, ten?
It's tough to put an age on it. Like, I don't even know what 9, 10 means anymore, right?
I mean, I don't remember when I stopped going with my parents. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know what the age was.
You don't know the exact age?
No.
It's all fuzzy memories?
Yeah.
I kind of think that way, too. But it is part of it, too. Like, part of Halloween fun is, and I think it's like part of growing up, you're out at night by yourself. Like, yeah. And that's, go out by yourself. Like, it is part of the fun.
Of course.
Of Halloween, and it's kind of like part of growing up. Like, here's a little, don't go too crazy.
Right.
Be back here within a certain amount of time. Like, I don't know. That to me is part of Halloween. Now I feel like, Joe, I've read some crazy stuff. I was doing this all morning long, like reading what some people are warning about Halloween. U.S. News and World Report. In their Halloween, like, safety tips, the nature of the holiday alone can make it perilous as children wear loose-fitting costumes that they could trip over. Like, come on. Worried about
you
know how often my kid trips every day? It's like, just all the time. That's what kids do.
Yeah.
Where else do we have? Cracks in the sidewalk. You got to watch out. Make sure you know where the cracks in the sidewalk. Oh. Give me a break. Like, how? I feel like we're strangling the fun out of Halloween with some of this stuff.
Cracks in the sidewalk. The street I live on, there's not even a sidewalk.
Yeah, like all this stuff. Someone else. Where is this? Out of another online blog. Have a system in place for your kids to trade out their trick-or-treating loot for other non-candy goodies when they get home. Like, what are we doing here? Like, is there any fun left in Halloween? Like, the fun of Halloween, getting a bunch of candy, going out, like, kind of being out on your own with friends at night. That's the fun stuff.
Right. Filling up water balloons. Oh, wait. No, that's wrong holiday. Did you, when you got home, when you were done trick-or-treating, you got the bag and you dumped it on the kitchen table? Or was that just me?
On the floor.
On the floor, yeah.
Dumped on the floor, and everyone's like, the trade start.
Yeah, exactly.
And then, like, there was maybe one year where I got to check the candy, you know, and then, like, the next year we're like, I understand that game now. Like,
yeah.
No, you don't. I'm checking it right now. I can spot a razor blade from a mile away.
That's right.
Inside this Jolly Rancher. you're fine. You don't need to check anything. You're just trying to eat it all. And then the trading would start right away.
Yeah. My parents would never let me have the bag of popcorn, just in case. That went right to the trash.
You know, I like the bag of popcorn. I'm a huge popcorn to this
popcorn.
Day. I eat popcorn so much. We were at the game the other week and just like, oh, yeah. What do you want? I'm like, popcorn. I need a big thing of popcorn. I like getting that. I think a lot of people, I took everyone else's because a lot of people looked at that and was like, oh, a bag of popcorn. Like,
yeah, who's touching
Ziploc
that popcorn?
Bag. Like, yeah. What is this? This isn't candy. I'm like, yeah, it's not candy, but it's a nice change of pace.
Yeah. Did you ever get the toothbrush and toothpaste?
Yes.
Yeah, we had that on our street.
Had one of those pennies.
Notepad and pen.
Yes.
Had that in our street.
Gotten that before, these things.
I felt like Columbo. Which, can you believe I never went? I should do that next Halloween. I should be Columbo.
The notepad and pen thing is, where am I using this? This impossible to hold, shaped like a pumpkin pad of paper. What am I writing on this? Is it a recipe for a pumpkin pie? Because other than that, it is the most unusable thing to give anyone.
It went on the counter in the kitchen, and my parents used it to write lists. That's where that
mine just. I'm sorry. Mine went in the trash. There's no. What list are you going to be able to fit on the writing on this? Just so it's oddly shaped. You know what I'm talking about.
They're very big on planning out their day. So notes to each other would be on the pumpkins.
We'll go to Marvin in Tonawanda. Marvin, you're on WBEN. How's it going?
Good morning, gentlemen. I couldn't agree more with what you're saying about the older children. I love seeing the young children going, but I started the tradition many years ago of saving condiments from when Wendy's and Tim Hortons, KFC, anything. And you might get tartar sauce today, so I put that in the middle. And when the older kids come by and, they can shave and everything, and even the younger girls, too, they 17, 18 years old. I mean, it's just ridiculous, high school kids. So I go in the middle where I got that special bowl for them, and then I get rid of all my condiments that year, and I put it in the bag, and trick or treat, honey.
Marvin, I like it, and you know what? I think you just gave a bunch of people around Western New York a new idea of what to do later on tonight. You see that? By themselves. Joe, once again, knocked the mic off of his...
What is going on over here?
If you see the kids older, by themselves, not taking around any younger siblings or anything like that, ketchup and mustard.
We all have that drawer of the takeout condiments that we just throw the drawer in. Here's where you can empty it out.
Can I say, I don't have any of those in my house.
Oh, really?
I don't, there's not a single one. I wouldn't be able to do that tonight. But
We have this thing that hangs off of our pantry in the middle shelf of it. That's all it is.
Wow.
Duck sauce, soy sauce, ketchup, mustard. Yeah.
I don't think. We might have a couple of ketchups in the fridge.
There you go.
That's about it. Well, ketchups, they're going to be getting some use. All right. Happy Halloween to everybody out there. And we'll be back tomorrow. BMaz and Beamer on WBEN.